Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Dzień dobry and good afternoon. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today, and today is Sunday, March 6th. And as always, Chopin's concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and oberecks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. So let's begin with this Stanisław Moniuszko song, sung by the late Bernard Ładysz, Kozak, a mother's lament at the death of her son, rather appropriate in light of the war in Ukraine. And in the news from Poland, from overflowing donation centers near the border to offers of transport and accommodations around the country, Poles offer a warm welcome to people forced to flee. At a recently opened reception center in Dorohusk, exhausted-looking groups of mostly women and children arrive on convoys of orange buses, bringing refugees from Poland's nearby border crossing with Ukraine. Many have spent days on the move before finally making it to safety. In one room sits a pile of toys donated by local residents. "You're welcome to take something," a female volunteer says in Polish to a young girl of about 5 who understands the sentiment, if not the words. She hesitates, weighing the choice carefully, before hugging a green dog to her chest and running off to join her mother. In the first 5 days since the start of the military offensive in Ukraine, more than 327,000 people have sought safety in neighboring Poland, crossing at 8 border points between the two countries. The authorities there are registering refugees and providing them with accommodation and assistance, assisted by the UN Refugee Agency, which is also providing information and legal assistance. On top of the efforts of national authorities and humanitarian agencies, Polish citizens and local organizations have also come out in force to support the new arrivals. Just beyond the border point in Dorohusk, groups of locals offering free rides to some of the many Ukrainian refugees with family links in Poland hold up cardboard signs in Ukrainian asking, "Where do you want to go?" Near the reception centers, collection points have spontaneously sprung up to receive items being donated by streams of concerned Poles. In just a few days, these facilities have been filled with food, water, clothes, sleeping bags, shoes, blankets, nappies, and sanitary products for people arriving with only what they can carry. It's not only near Poland's 500-kilometer border with Ukraine where citizens are keen to show their solidarity with the refugees. 100 kilometers west in the town of Lublin, a small Red Cross center is overflowing with donations from people eager to help. Local resident Barbara arrives with her husband and young son Jan, each carrying bags filled with supplies. "We thought about what people probably need most now," Barbara explains. "So we bought water, food, blankets, and sleeping bags. After all, it is still quite cold. And the solidarity is amazing." And before we continue with the news, let's have a word from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today.
Are you looking for an elegant yet affordable ballroom for your wedding reception or maybe a bridal or baby shower? How about a special birthday or retirement party? Look no further than the recently renovated Belvedere Ballroom at the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road just off I-95. Expert catering, full service bar, professional hardwood dance floor, safe off-street parking. Let Polish Home's experienced banquet manager plan your special event in the Belvedere Ballroom. Phone Diane at 856-912-1303.
Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707. And we're continuing with Polonia for Ukraine. In this inconceivable moment in our history, the National Polish American Congress is appealing for your help. Be a part of a greater action of solidarity with Ukraine and join the fundraising campaign, Polonia for Ukraine, organized by the Polish American Congress. Funds collected will be distributed for medical needs for citizens in Ukraine and refugees' needs in Poland through the Council on Aid to Ukrainians and the Polish Red Cross. A national radiothon will be broadcast in Chicago and on the internet at www.wpna.fm next weekend, March 11th to 13th. Check out the Polish American Congress website, pac1944.org, on how to donate. Don't delay, you don't have to wait for the radiothon. Polonia for Ukraine. And that concludes the news. Coming up next, the Cultural Corner and the Philly Scene, after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Remember to support the sponsors who support Polonia Today. Czy szukasz eleganckiej i w przystępnej cenie sali balowej na przyjęcie ślubne? Albo może miejsca na bridal lub baby shower? Albo na przyjęcie urodzinowe? Nie patrz daleko. Zobacz ostatnio odnowioną, elegancką, belwederską salę balową w polskim domu, położonym wygodnie przy 9150 Academy Road, Northeast Philadelphia. Do Twojej dyspozycji oferowany jest wyspecjalizowany catering, bar z pełną obsługą, duży parkiet do tańca, bezpieczny parking samochodowy. Doświadczony menedżer wielu bankietów, wesel i przyjęć pomoże Ci w najlepszym dla Ciebie zaplanowaniu Twojej uroczystości. Po dodatkowe informacje proszę dzwonić do Danuty 856-912-1303. The Polish Heritage Society of Philadelphia invites you to the annual Chopin Concert featuring pianist Avery Gagliano, a semi-finalist in the Frederick Chopin International Piano Competition in Warsaw, Sunday, April 3rd, 2:30 p.m. at Settlement Music School, 1628 Germantown Avenue. Safe off-street parking, masks required. More information, phone 215-627-1391. I repeat, 215-627-1391. Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today. And today, more Chopin and his piano.
This is Radio Poland, broadcasting from Warsaw. I'm Elżbieta Krajewska. Join me for High Notes Music Magazine. The exact date of the composer's birth is subject to debate, with his birth certificate stating February the 22nd, 1810, and family tradition insisting on March the 1st of that year. The birth anniversary of Frédéric Chopin is always cause for celebration, with concerts featuring the world's top pianists. And since December 2021, at the Chopin Museum in Warsaw, they can also play on his own piano, newly renovated by Paul McNulty. The piano was made in Paris by famous maker Camille Pleyel and received by Chopin in late 1848. Miraculously, the instrument survived World War II and the devastation of the Warsaw Rising, coming into the possession of the Chopin Society in 1967. Alexander Laskowski of the National Chopin Institute.
This is the last instrument that Frédéric Chopin used in his apartment. He didn't actually own it because just Camille Pleyel provided pianos to Chopin. And after Chopin's death, the instrument was purchased by his pupil, Jane Stirling, who gave it as a present to Chopin's sister, Ludwika. The instrument was shipped to Warsaw via Gdańsk, so on a ship, and it was in the possession of the family of Ludwika until 1920s, when it was purchased by the National Museum here in Warsaw. It was at the museum, it was presented at an exhibition in 1937, even the participants of the third Chopin competition played on this piano. Then it survived the war at the museum, was taken to Austria by Nazis after the fall of the Warsaw Uprising, then came back to Poland and first was on a loan to the Chopin Museum, then was donated to the Chopin Museum, where it now belongs. And it was renovated after the war, and as the wrong kind of strings was used for the instrument, we were afraid that that renovation might have caused fatal damage to the instrument, but luckily, as Paul McNulty says, it will play again.
Has anything surprising surfaced during the renovation?
We are, of course, very curious to learn about the wine stain which is on the soundboard of the instrument, but that is just a curiosity, whereas I think there is a metaphysical dimension to this instrument, because it is truly Chopin's own piano. Thank you.
American specialist in historical pianos, renovator Paul McNulty.
This is the best preserved Pleyel I've ever seen. And it is rather miraculous in its resistance to self-destruction. Piano strings like to make the instrument smaller, and often they succeed. And the pin block goes this way, and then in a Pleyel of this period, typically the pin block will then fold down onto the mechanism. And at that point, you have a gigantic amount of work to replace the pin block. And it is a heroic effort in that instance. But that's not the case here. I'm so surprised. I saw it last summer, and I was told that the instrument was considered to have been destroyed in a restoration in 1962. But I can tell you, of course, I looked and I tested all the tuning pins. They're original and they're tight, and the bass strings are original, and the mechanism is perfect, and the hammers are original, and they're one-time filed as hammers get chewed up by the strings. Sometimes you file them. But this was delicately and very carefully done, shall we say, while it was still in the Chopin family. You know that Jane Sterling signed the instrument Pour Louise and sent the piano to Ludwika. She bought it from Pleyel. Chopin, of course, never actually owned his Pleyel instruments. They were just his. And then she bought it from Pleyel, put it on the ship, sent it to Danzig. There's a Russian stamp on the thing for clearing customs. So I believe that, I can see what 75 years of family playing is evident. You know, the keys are a little bit this from the worn ivory, not extreme. And the hammers are a little bit smaller now from a careful filing. I want to say that it is an artifact of unusual, pristine quality. Never mind the fact that it is also the most important piano in the world. and I'm quite happy that that's true. I think Chopin, I cannot say that Chopin was a lucky man, but I think his choice of instrument and his style of instrument, which Pleyel followed very closely, the influence of the composer over decades of association with a builder becomes a particular animal, a different species of piano. And it will be very interesting when these strings are approximately at pitch and the keyboard is regulated. Again, I say the keyboard is just perfect mechanically. So it's a quick regulation of this English mechanism, and it is, a high-speed effort at tuning, and we can get it in some kind of shape. If you ask the question, do we arrive at the sound which Chopin heard in his apartment? Well, we arrive at the parameters, we are within the parameters of the piano design.
During market ups and downs, you face many questions and uncertainties. Is my 401k allocation still right? How will my retirement plans be impacted? How will my dreams and goals be affected? As an Ameriprise financial advisor, Steve Krzyzewski can provide you with solid strategies and tips to help you protect what matters and weather market volatility. To learn more, call Steve at 610-943-3117. That's 610-943-3117. Or stop by his office at 101 West Elm Street, Suite 610, Conshohocken, PA. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Towarzystwo Polskiego Dziedzictwa w Filadelfii zaprasza na coroczny koncert Chopinowski pianistką w tym roku Avery Gagliano, jedna z laureatów konkursu imienia Fryderyka Chopina. W niedzielę 3 kwietnia o 2:30 w Settlement Music School, 1628 Germantown Avenue. Prywatny parking. O dalsze informacje 215-627-1391. Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM. And remember, the Polish People's University talks in the Polish language. Coming up on Sunday, March 20th, Mateusz Gmura, Vice Consul of the Polish Consulate General in New York. The topic, popular art as a tool for cultural change in the 20th century. And as TJ signals me that today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to this children's orchestra, Mała Armia Janosika, and this medley of songs of the Polish legions. Till next Sunday at 1:30, keep our brothers and sisters in Ukraine in your prayers, and be sure to make a contribution to the Polonia for Ukraine Drive, sponsored by the Polish American Congress. Check out the website pac1944.org. Do usłyszenia!
Rozkwitały pąki białych róż. Wróć, jasieńku, z tej wojenki już. Wróć, ucałuj, jak za dawnych lat.
Dam ci za to róży najpiękniejszy kwiat.
Wróć, ucałuj, jak za dawnych lat. Dam ci za to róży najpiękniejszy kwiat.